Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Running for office isn't for the faint of heart, and it's not cheap either. According to an analysis of personal financial disclosure forms conducted by the Virginia Public Access Project, about a third or more of candidates who are challenging incumbents are business owners or rental property owners or people who have essentially no debt. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says if they get elected, they'll need to play hooky from work for 2 months out of the year.
There's a reason we don't have a lot of shipyard workers or school teachers or you know, other people like that in the General Assembly, because why, they have to actually be clocked in at the shipyard working, or they've got to be in front of the students in the classroom.
Frank Shaproth at George Mason University says the allure of running for office is attractive to a certain kind of person in Virginia.
They tend to have college educations and postgraduate educations. I think a good percentage of them feel they owe a debt back to the country that served them so well.
In many cases, candidates who are running uphill campaigns against safe incumbents are real estate agents or lawyers, where even a losing campaign might give them some name recognition in the district. I'm Michael Pope.